We are in the middle of National Pain Week, and to talk to us about National Pain Week is the director from Hunter Integrated Pain Service. It is Dr. Chris Hayes. Good morning, Hayes. Chris, you've been in a little bit of pain yourself this morning. You're struggling to get here.
I have just had a bit of the fluey bug that seems to be going around, but steadily improving, so yes.
That is the main thing. I think everyone seems to have had it at some point this winter. It's been a nasty one. Look, National Pain Week, how has it all been going? Is it something we need to be focusing on, the fact that a lot of people are in chronic pain?
It is. National Pain Week's all about raising awareness of people who are living with the experience of chronic pain, and there are quite a lot of Australians out there in that situation. So the figures say it's about 1 in 5 Australians live with chronic pain, and by the time we're over 65, that rises to 1 in 3. So yes, plenty of us out there with that experience.
Wow, it's between 20% and a third, and I guess a lot of people just battle through day in, day out, and sort of do the very best they can. What sort of things generally are the big triggers there? What are people struggling with the most?
Well, there's a range of different things that contribute, I guess. The way we're thinking about it now is that there are the maybe precipitating injuries, which could be a car crash or a surgical procedure, that sort of thing. Although, interestingly, it's the role of the nervous system and how the brain interprets that that seems to be coming out in the research as a key contributing factor. And so part of the treatment then is to wind down that nervous system to reduce that experience of pain. So that then goes to fairly broad or holistic type of management.
That sounds a little bit tricky. Is it as unmanageable as it sounds, or are there people can get a lot of relief?
There are people that can definitely get a lot of relief. Yeah, I guess it is a bit of a change in approach that we're recommending that people consider. In fact, the hashtag for National Pain Week is Be Bold for One and Let's Manage Pain Together for Two. So those two are designed to get people to be bold or courageous in perhaps trying something different that they might not have before. And the Let's Manage It Together is saying that there can be a lot of support in linking with those, you know, whether they're health professionals or other people who are also experiencing pain, and that in doing that, there can be hope and a way ahead. So it is a little bit different to the way many have been managing pain in the past.
Well, Chris, being that it is National Pain Week, I guess it is the time to focus on that. And if anybody is living with that, it's good to know that there are a lot of things out there that they can do. And hopefully we can get those numbers down. What is it, between 20% and a third? Hopefully we can reduce that a little bit. Thank you for your time with us on that this morning.
That is a pleasure, Mark. Okay.
Director of Hunter Integrated Pain Service, Dr. Chris Hayes. It is National Pain Week at 2NURFM.